I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast of me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Joan Cardigan, here he is about to speak now.
Hi.
Hello. Just a hi.
Just a brief hello. Like I was one of the Foffs coming up, you'd spotted us at a match and wanted to say hello. Just a brief hi. How you doing? Good to see
hi.
You.
Thumbs
up.
On the
up.
Ice.
Carry
not
on.
Good to see you, John. On the ice.
On the ice.
You've not been to a football match in so long.
I'm very rusty.
You've forgotten forgotten the protocol.
7 months. And then just keep walking.
7 months since being done in at Solihull Moors.
7 months since Sutton, which sounds like a country and western song. It's been 7 months since Sutton.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. Oh, is it? Oh, God. It's too long, isn't it? But, you know, watching the feeds, though, John, it's very exciting.
It's almost like being there if you had a blind spot right underneath your eyes on the pop side where you just, for some reason, just couldn't see.
Listen, some of the grounds you used to go to, you'd be behind a stanchion or a pillar, wouldn't you? You know, at the theatre, you go and have reduced view.
Even on the
restricted
pop side,
you have to
lean round people sometimes to try and see what's at the other end.
Exactly.
It's just like being there.
It's exactly like that. So there's people in and out of this recording today, John. This is what it's like, isn't it? We're all still on. Do you think the pandemic's going to go on for another 8 months, John? I do.
Well, that's a bit of a gloomy note to start off with, isn't it? What's
happening to honest,
the relentless positivity?
Gotta be honest, John. It can't just be all relentless positivity. I can tell you my toes got better, if you want a toe update.
That's good news.
My toes got better, John. I'm playing squash tomorrow, and I am... I've been on my bicycle thing, which is very exciting. And I've had to buy a new tyre, a trainer tyre for the back, which is a quiet tyre, John.
What's that?
It quietens it down because it's a noisy thing.
Oh.
It quietens it down. And guess what colour the tyre is, John? I couldn't be happier.
It's got to be yellow, isn't it?
It's yellow, John. Yellow tyre.
Gary Johnson's yellow tyre.
Really good. Really good. What news have we got, John? There's not a lot happened because there's no midweek games.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like all I want to talk about all the time is Torquay United. That's all
can't.
I want to talk about.
We're not a Torquay United
We're
podcast.
Not a Torquay United
we've made
a, podcast.
We erred last week when we got Martin Griffin on. We went a bit Torquay, which we shouldn't have done. And I think we need to row back from
this
the bay.
This is the rod we've made for our own back, is that we should have just done a Torquay United podcast and be damned.
And we'd have, yeah, we would have this considerable monkey off our back, really.
But we, all I ever want to talk about is Torquay United. I mean, I am interested in the other teams.
I've converted, but I find, I think I must talk about it so much that now just lots of people at work are watching the highlights of their own volition, saying, I'm just going to watch this. And
once you get
Gary
into
Johnson
the goals,
and
once you get into the goals, it's addictive, John. It's absolutely addictive. What a start we've had. Oh, I know we'll talk about
it's not a talky podcast. Look, should we work out what's coming up on this non-talky podcast?
What's coming up in the non-talky podcast?
Well, we've got plenty of news, lots of news. Quite a few games on Saturday. You say there's no midweek games. Mm-hmm. There was one game on Tuesday night.
Ah, yes.
Particular note and interest to this podcast.
I love the random games. The random games out of nowhere. Quick. That people have forgotten are on.
Wildstone, Tuesday night. Go. Get down there.
That should be just how all... You know how like on Taskmaster or Crystal Maze, it's like you get a... Get a task set to you, and it was on a piece of card or on Top Gear when they hand them the piece of card. Ooh, the producers here. That should be how the fixtures work. On the Friday, you've got Hartlepool away. Right,
go.
Someone book a travel lodge.
So have we got a coach? Can we ring a coach?
Ring Snell's coaches. That probably doesn't exist anymore. I don't know.
Roger John McClark, I think, is going to join us as well, which is nice.
Roger, we haven't heard from him in age. Did we hear from him at all last season, John?
It's a good question. No, Roger, I'm sure we did. We must have done.
I wonder why he's showing his face again.
Non-league bard, poet laureate of the National League.
I wonder why he's coming back.
Well... He's a bit of a nefarious character, Roger, and I'm sure we'll find some way of coining it out of lockdown somehow.
He knows how to make a pound note, doesn't he,
John? For an ardent socialist, it's an odd square to circle.
Let's find out, because it's always good to learn. I always like when you learn a scam, John. Think, oh, that is a good scam. I could do that scam. And then I think I'm not a scammer.
Well, you are an actor, though. I've qualification.
Done some acting, John. Been to drama school. I've been in the IT crowd. I've been in EastEnders. Bring back Tim Reynolds.
Tim Reynolds was a baddie as well, wasn't he? So you've already
Tim
got
Reynolds,
that sort of
still
edge
not
to
back,
you.
John. Even on lockdown, not even when they're running out of
As no one said, I wonder what Tim Reynolds is up to. Even in passing.
Actually, this is a good thing for the Foffs to do. If they can go on all the... thing is, I say bring back Tim Reynolds. I am not desperate to be in EastEnders. I'm not actually that bothered about being in EastEnders.
You get to go to Boreham Wood a lot more.
I would. Boreham Wood away. Go on the EastEnders chat rooms.
Yes.
And bring back Tim Reynolds. Let's start the campaign.
Just anyone remember Tim Reynolds? ?
Hold on. My dog is trying to get out. You can leave this a bit in, John. My dog is trying to get out. He is not enjoying this podcast. Hold on. Clumpton, we bought my dog, John.
Oh, nice.
Clumpton. So that's probably why he's hearing too much about Torquay United. A bit closer to Exeter. Isn't he? More of a.
He doesn't like.
I think
like
he's
Tim
a Grecian.
Yeah,
he's a Grecian.
Really. Yeah, just get on the EastEnders forums and just subtly.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone remember Tim Reynolds? What happened to him?
Tim Reynolds.
What happened to him? Mark.
There's a storyline that could be brought back.
I always
Perhaps Tim Reynolds could have Frank's old car lot.
Yeah, well, I think that could happen. Let's make it happen.
Get it on. Foffs assemble.
So all of that and a lot more coming up.
Did you see, sorry to talk about this, with the Avengers assemble, did you see this week that they... On the internet, they had a poll, who's Hollywood's least favourite Chris? And one of the Avengers, which one is it? Was he play? Plays
I've never
out,
watched a single...
Oh,
Chris
John,
Evans?
You're missing out.
Is that
no, no, not him. No, Chris Evans. It's Chris... Oh, what's his
Akabusi.
Name? No, I don't think it's... Is Chris Akabusi in Hollywood? Not that he shouldn't be, of course. Chris... Hold on, John.
Let's have a look.
It's Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt. So I was thinking, who is Torquay United's least favourite Chris?
Zabrowski.
Hargreaves.
No, I liked him.
Todd.
Possibly could be Hargreaves, couldn't it, really?
Todd.
Chris Brandon. Do you remember Chris Brandon?
He was really good.
He was a good player.
And then left us. And then just went. And he was like rubbish for a season. And then he scored like 10 goals in probably 15 games and looked half decent and then left.
Didn't he get caught urinating on a palm tree on the seafront? Nice. Was that him?
Who hasn't? We've all been there, John.
Chris.
Yes, I think if you look closely at the current Talk United shirt, there's a little Chris Brandon just next to each.
Little Chris Brandon, yeah.
Just next to each palm tree there.
If that wasn't Chris, apologies.
Yeah, anyway, let us know your least favourite talkie Chris.
Do you want to go back to Saturday?
I'd love to know all about Saturday, John, well, because it's only good news at the moment.
Let's start with a bit of a yawn fest. Dagenham 0, Yeovil 0.
Where are Yeovil, John, in the table? Let's have a look.
Yeovil have had a really disappointing start. They still haven't won a game yet, which is always quite good fun.
Haven't they, John?
No.
Oh, imagine being in the National League and not winning one game.
Being that rubbish. It's really quite embarrassing, isn't
so
it?
So boring.
Yeovil are 17th.
That's so brilliant.
It's only them and Altrincham that haven't won a game yet.
I'd love to be watching this season, like in the ground. Anyway, we're not, John. Move on.
Eastleigh 2, Aldershot 2. Aldershot.
The shit derby.
90th minute equaliser for Eastleigh from Alex Winter, Ben's brother.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, as we...
We should get him.
Aldershot had Shadrach Ogi playing for them. Of course,
you know the song? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
No.
It's really good. You find that, John. That's really good. That's a Louis Armstrong song.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's him, isn't it?
It's really good.
Shadrach,
yeah,
Ogi.
Meshach, Abednego.
That's one of, I think it's one of my, well, I mean, I do a few different impressions, but my Louis Armstrong, I would consider an elite.
Oh, it's up there. Impression. Is it top tier?
I think we could do some sort of duet.
Yeah, very good, John, because you have to get the high bit.
You have to do that.
People often don't do the high bit. It's like with Tommy Cooper, they forget to do that. He was lived in Exeter a long time, so they all go, ha, it's funny. So they forget to do horror. It's funny. They forget to do a little bit of a Devonshire.
It's like inside the actor's studio.
I went to the doctors. I said, I've not been well. No, I've messed that up. I said, I've not been well. He said, stick your tongue out the window. I said, will it help? He said, no, I don't like me neighbours. I went to the doctors. I said, he said, I've not seen you in a while. I said, no, I've not been well. Isn't that lovely? Not
very
to be confused
nice.
With Tim Vine's act, of course.
No, not at all.
Very different. Very,
very different.
What did Shadrach do? We got onto a whole other...
He just played. He's just playing for...
Well
a
done, Shadrach.
Shadrach Ogi. Notts County 2, Maidenhead 3, which is always quite funny.
It's beautiful.
75th minute winner for last week's Italian Player of the Week, Danilo Dodomo.
I think he's going to be. He must be Italian Player of the Year. We're not going to find anyone more Italian
well,
than that.
There is a previous holder of our Italian Player of the Week, Gennaro Nepomuceno.
Oh yes, we've all had one of them with oat milk.
I think that's exactly the same joke we made last time.
Same joke. Just we do have four jokes. Don't forget.
Solihull Moors 1, Boreham Wood 0. Adam Rooney got the winner late on for Solihull Moors.
Now that's his first game for them in like a year and a half or something crazy, or like.
Is that right? Because wasn't he
9 months?
Wasn't he at Salford? Because he was the one that they were paying like 10 grand a week.
Yeah. When they got in the league,
did they get rid of him?
Got rid of him, and no, he was on 4 grand a week because he left Aberdeen to join Salford, and. The first time he's played in a long time because he's been injured.
Bournemouth managed to hold on to star striker Zorba Thomas as well, despite some deadline day interest from Charlton. Smashing some plates around Bournemouth at that news that he was staying. Torquay 2, Dover 0.
Yeah.
The promotion
should have been 8.
You join us live from the top deck of the open top bus.
Should have been 8.
Your promotion
we should have scored so many goals.
I mean, I've carried on my lucky streak of not watching the streams, which is working so far.
You're not allowed to watch them.
But I watched the highlights and God, yeah, we hit the bar off the line, all sorts. Could have had a load.
Martin Gritton told me what a lot of our players were doing in last week's interview, I had a lot more respect for them and wasn't just going, oh, well, they do it. Get on with it.
It was Wealdstone 4, Wrexham 3, which is just very funny.
And now that's Wealdstone's first win in the National League or the Conference since about 1990-something.
That's right. I think that is correct.
And not even reading that, John. I remembered that stat.
But they've not had a bad start because they followed it up again on Tuesday. We'll come to that in a minute. Weymouth 2, Kings Lynn 1. Weymouth got their first win, their first goals. Never mind their first win. Weymouth's first goals of the season.
Does it count v Kings Lynn? Do you get the same amount of points v Kings Lynn?
Kings Lynn are NAFC. Straight back down.
Straight back down. Oh, yeah. Straight back down. Kings Lynn. And Weymouth, who did we say are going back down, John? I can never remember.
Weymouth, Kings Lynn, Maidenhead, and I think we said Woking, which is possibly just a bit of early
trolling.
I didn't realise
it would be such a poor division. This is the year, John, I tell you. If we don't do it this year, I think we all may as well pack up and go home.
It was Woking 0, Halifax 0.
Yes.
The big news in Woking this week, of course, American investors circling, looking at the club.
Hope that works out badly.
Good luck with Alan Dowson. That's all I can say. Flipping heck.
They're going to ransack the club. Yeah, we're calling them the Woking Wildebeests.
You've got this guy, Alan Dowson. I think he might be crazy.
I can't understand a word he says. Why are we doing just general American?
What part of America were they from?
I don't know. No, I was from Columpton. Okay. I think I was doing an impression of my dog. I can't understand a word he says. Absolutely.
And final result from Saturday, Chesterfield 1, Stockport 2.
Beautiful. Well, sort of beautiful. I mean, could have done with a draw there, really, John, or Chesterfield winning.
Yeah.
But I hope Stockport just blow up. I want them to go away because then I think it's just us. But we beat them, so that's good, isn't it?
And also, as from Saturday, Altrincham, Bromley and Barnet Hartlepool both called off because of COVID outbreaks in Altrincham and Barnet's team. Yep.
That's going to happen more and more, isn't it, John? Especially as teams start to not want to play each other because they're going to lose. We'll get some COVID-related. A
couple of convenient COVID
call-offs, I reckon. Because people won't want to come down and play more.
Yeah.
We'll win home or away. So good. Such a good squad.
And speaking of Chesterfield, they lost to Stockport on Saturday. Well, they were playing on Tuesday night as well. They went to Wealdstone and they lost 3-2.
Yes. I'm sure the manager's taken it very well, John, is he?
He's taken it super. In fact, do you want to hear him?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
I've knocked together a little mix of well, I mean, I think, to be honest, he probably feels that they're a bit unlucky.
It's a bitter one to take because, you know, I felt we should have had something out of the game.
So it's no pleasure when you're at the bottom, it goes against you. When you're at the top, it goes for you.
And that's kind of where we are. You know, we you know, should we sat on more points? We could quite easily have more points, and you know, that's where we are at the moment. You know, I don't think we're getting the rugby green. We need a little bit of luck. And at the moment, I don't think we're getting it.
I think the commitment to work rate was there today, wasn't it? Big time.
Well, it's been there. I think it's been there for every game we've had.
How do you see their first goal? Should have been allowed to cut inside, or should we go challenging?
Well, we can dissect everything. You know, I think they've had a lot of luck for the goal, and that's just, like saying, that's where we are.
So he looked justified his start, one-on-one with the keeper, the defender just got the deflection, take the power off the shot, didn't he?
We're not a million miles away. We're not a million miles away.
Say, people forget we had two disallowed first half, didn't we? Slight offside.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know, that's just how it's been going for us at the moment, so hopefully that'll turn around.
Until the flash across the face go low so close, wasn't it? The two lines across the face of there.
Yeah, but again, you got a lot of luck with that. That's just a rub of the green at the moment. A little bit of luck could be different, you know, we could be different, but you know, hey, we've got another game on Tuesday.
That went well for you.
Mate, accept it.
It's really.
You're on your way out. I've been reading the Chesterfield's forums and their Twitter feed when they lose, which is, you know, is my favourite thing to love a bit of Schadenfreude, John.
Yeah.
Love that. And they're all going, we've signed exactly the same players who were rubbish for us last year, which is what happens, isn't it? Which I'm so pleased that Torquay didn't do that. You know, we're going from a Torquay point of view, is that, you know, a lot of it didn't work last year. A lot of the players we had didn't work last year. And so Gary's not gone, oh, well, we'll give him another go. He's gone, no, right. Well, we'll keep the ones that did work and we'll get some new ones in. And he's, John Pemberton, he's signed all the same players again. So you, the definition of madness, isn't it?
I bet no ill will to Chesterfield. I have no strong feelings about them one way or the other.
I don't like them. I never have.
Unfortunately, Chesterfield fans, I'm getting strong Gary Hours energy from your manager.
Gary Hours energy. G-O-E is really, a really lovely phrase, John. Mm. You've smashed that. And that was a lovely little montage you made
there.
Well,
thank you very much.
I think you should clip that out and put that on Twitter. And hashtag Chesterfield. Lovely. Any other news, John?
That's it.
This is The National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is The National Obsession with Charlie Baker and John Cadogan. Well, I say Charlie Baker. He's had to pop off, as he sometimes does. So I'm going to hold the fort. And thankfully, I've got someone to help me do that. It's someone we've not spoken to on the podcast for quite a while, actually. And it's nice to have him back on. It's a non-league... Bard, I think, isn't it? The non-league Bard or the non-league
I'm the
poet?
Non-league Bard, John.
That's it. The non-league Bard. Roger John McClark. How are you, Roger?
Hello, John. Welcome to my show.
It's fantastic to have you back on, Roger.
Thanks for coming back on my show, John. I really appreciate it. Must be nice for you.
It's really nice to have you back.
I'm live from home in Perthshire.
In Perthshire?
Yes, John. I don't see what's funny about that.
It's just not where I had you down as living.
I've moved here, John.
Okay.
I've moved here, John, for the Scottish independence that will eventually come.
You want to align yourself with the with the Scottish, do you?
I don't align myself with anyone, John. I just like the idea of independence. Okay.
Well, you've always been a very independent, free spirit. You can't be tied down.
No one can tie me down. I'm not that kind of clown. Do you see me around? Okay, what's that sound?
You
seem to be finding quite a lot funny today, John. I hope you're having you've been on the old laughing gas or something, have you?
So, look, Roger, it's obviously been a tough time for everybody in the country.
The old pandemic.
Yeah.
Or as they call it in Scotland, the clandemic.
What have you been up to since then? How's your work going?
You've obviously missed my wordsmithery, John. I like to make up new words from old words to sing for the small birds.
Yes,
okay.
Sorry.
Thanks for joining me. Thanks for joining me, John, on my show, live from home in Perthshire. It's lovely to be here. I'm glad to have you here. And I hope you're dealing well with the lockdown,
yeah,
or the shockdown, as I call it.
I wanted to ask I hate to ask about money, but how your money situation is. It's obviously not easy at the moment for any people in the arts.
I'm doing very well, John, thank you. I was lucky enough to have applied and be on the receiving end of one of the arts grants.
Oh, great. I saw that.
My home in Perthshire is, of course, the Perthshire Arts Centre. They call it a shed. It's not really a shed. It's an art centre I've built in the garden, John. And I applied and I got £500,000 from the arts grant. So that will keep me going through the winter. So as part of the deal, John, I have to say thanks to the Arts Council for that. So
you're accepting government money. That can't be easy for
It's not the government money, John. It's the people's money.
Okay.
Do the people be funny? Yes, they do. Is the weather sunny? No, it's not.
No, it's not. And I'm
my poetry, Don, is your name Don or John? I can never remember.
John.
Don Cadogan.
Yes.
Hi, Don. How are you? Welcome to my show. Do the people, a lot of people, John, have relied on my poems to get them through the lockdown, to get them through the shockdown. They're putting a lot of stuff in hock now.
Roger, I think it'd be great to hear one of your poems. It might just be the sort of the tonic that the
nation needs at the moment. I'm sure it would be great to hear one of my poems, John. And you may see I'm coming to you in very crisp audio, John.
Yes, you are. Yeah, you've got your own in studio.
The studio now. Got a studio now in the Perthshire Arts Centre in my garden. So thank you to the Arts Centre for providing that, John.
Roger, I think you've sold out. You've really sold out.
No, John.
Roger, look.
The people need my poems. Also, I'm the non-league bard, the National League bard, John. And I have to say thank you to the National League for the £20,000 a month they are going to be paying me for the next 3 months.
I mean, surely...
As
you know,
part of the government grant.
Someone like Chester might go out of business, but you've got your money.
I'm the National League bar, John. They need the poems. A lot of people happy with the poems.
Well, let's hear one.
It's really nice to hear that you're working in that restaurant, John, at the moment. Really good stuff. Okay, welcome to my show.
Yes.
Hello. Hello, Don Cadogan. Nice to meet you, Don. Welcome to my show, live from home here in Perthshire. My name's Roger John McClark. I'm the non-league bard. Would you like to hear a poem? Yes, you would. Of course you would. Okay. This one's called Let the Fans In. Where's the din? Where's my grin? Why should we take it on the chin? Let the fans in. Just because your ground's a bin is not an eighth deadly sin. Your receptionist is called Lynn. Let the fans in. Football's not dead, but without fans it won't get better. F*** Brexit. F*** Boris. F*** all the jet setters. Okay.
That's very, it's very moving and it's very timely, isn't it?
Powerful,
the Let Fans In campaign.
I don't know if you need just a minute to get yourself together there.
No, I'll be all right, I think. But look, Roger, it's been a pleasure to have you on. I gather
okay, I've got another poem.
Oh, have you? Oh, okay. Yeah. Is this one? I gather.
Hi, welcome to my show. My name's Roger John McClark. I'm the non-league National League bard. Thanks to the Arts Council for £500,000. I'm live from home in Perthshire in my studio. This is called Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Tijuana Brass. Tier 1, they tell me to wear a mask. If I don't, I'll be dead in a cask. Tier 2, they tell me to stay as a 6. If I don't, my health they cannot fix. Tier 3 could be the end of me. Sitting on my own, nothing for my tea. This government will be full of regretters. F*** Boris, f*** COVID, f*** all the jet setters. Okay. Thanks for coming, Don. It's been great to speak to you again. Appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, Roger.
Next time, thanks to the government. Not the government. Thanks to the Arts Council. The government, obviously. And I will see you live from home in Perthshire again soon, John. Bye now.
Thanks,
bye, Don.
Thanks,
bye,
Roger.
Don.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time to focus on. John, we haven't done a focus on in a long time.
It's been a while. I just lost interest in
series
any other
one
clubs.
Every week. That was our main thing. Focus
yeah.
on.
We did lots of focus ons, but yes, we ditched it. But it's back.
It's back. We're going to focus on Scholling.
Scholling.
How'd you
FC.
Say it, John? How are you saying it?
I don't know.
Scholling, 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 Scholling. The boatmen.
The boatmen.
On the little ditty, on the little bit. When the boat comes in, dance with me, mummy. Dance with me, daddy. Dance with me, mummy. Till me, mummy. I don't know the words.
I thought it was dance with a fishy. I don't know.
Why
did I think it was that?
On the, I shall have a dishy on the little fishy. No, Scholling, yeah. John. Scholling. What are they like?
Probably not very good, I don't think.
Let's hope
honest.
Not.
Let's hope
I really
not.
Hope they're awful,
so,
John.
So, for the uninitiated, and this isn't a Talking United podcast, just randomly picked a FA Cup fourth qualifying round tie out of thin air. Just so happens we've landed on Scholling versus Torquay. That can happen.
Yes. I mean, we should absolutely murder them, John.
We should do.
And do you know what? Normally, I'd go, oh, no, but this is Torquay. We'll struggle through this. We'll struggle through this. But because we're so good at the moment and this team looks so brilliant and Gary will take it seriously. Gary will take it so seriously. I mean, I'm expecting McDonald in goal.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting Olaf to get more than 10 minutes.
But this is a team from the Evo Stick South Division One.
John,
we've got to
beat
them.
Should be awful,
the
shouldn't
they? The boatmen. Did you know they were formerly? They only changed their name in 2010 to Scholling. Before that, they were known as Vosper Thornycroft. Hello.
Hello,
I'm Vosper Thorny. You may remember me.
Me in with Benson Folly, Airfield
from Follyfoot.
Vosper Thornycroft. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Vosper Fornick. Maybe, I think, isn't he buying Woking? That Americans are known. Hi, I'm Vosper Thornycroft.
A lovely callback, John. Yeah. It's like you thought about that then. It's very
thought
good.
About it. So, yeah, the boatmen. Manager, Dave Diaper.
I love this. I love this. How, do you think they say it, Diaper? Or do you think it's like a hyacinth bouquet situation?
That's just Diaper. Yeah.
Diaper. Dave Diaper. No.
Dave Diaper.
And his brother in it. His brothers. His brothers v. Brothers. Brother on brother crime on Saturday.
Assistant manager Mark Diaper. Yeah. Two brothers. Two brothers go to war.
Two brothers. Both alike in dignity. In Fair Shoaling, where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge breaks the new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed brothers take their lives, who'd miss adventure's piteous overthrows, doss with their death, bury their parents' strife.
Wow.
Look at that, John. There you go. You didn't know I had that in me, did you?
No, I didn't, to be honest. I had absolutely no idea.
It's all there, John. Somewhere, so I can do... I've got a lot of little soliloquies in there. Somewhere or another. Yes, brother on brother crime on Saturday, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. They play at the McCoy Stadium.
Is it the real McCoy Stadium?
Be a very crisp afternoon. I don't know.
Good crisp McCoys.
Yeah.
A good crisp.
They are
a ridged,
good, aren't they?
McCoy.
Yeah.
Didn't they the ones you used to know? I'll tell you what. Ham and mustard. Do you remember them? Brannigan's ham and mustard. They were good crisps.
Mm.
Yeah. McCoy Stadium.
Yeah. The McCoy. 1,000-seater stadium. There'll be 400 in on Saturday.
Or 402. Who knows, John?
No talkie fans allowed, as we know. It's all going to be home fans.
They say no talkie fans, John. Who knows, John? No, I hope people don't turn up, actually.
That'd be really awful. Bad. If
people, really I mean, bad. It'd be really bad. Unless they were, like, invited by the FA or something like that,
something
John.
Like
I don't
that.
Know. You know, like, yeah. in an official capacity.
Yeah, that'd be the only way, because it... But, something yes, a lot like of sort of conniving schemes been going on this week to try and sort of find ways in. You
My
even
scheme.
You
My
even came up
best,
with the idea of sponsoring a player because you
that
got
was the best
priority
way.
Access.
I genuinely thought this is the way to do it.
What's
sponsor
his name?
A player.
Martin
Buckland.
Martin Buckland.
He's 16, John. He's a real... I really get if he gets on Saturday, it's going to be an absolute joy in it. Martin Buckland, which is the most Newton Abbott name I've ever heard in my whole life.
Yes.
Not a talkie podcast.
No, not a talkie podcast.
Martin Buckland. Yeah, we were thinking of sponsoring him because it was 30 quid, John.
Yeah.
And you could name as many people as the sponsors as you liked.
So one big sort of crowdfunder.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it should be... We played Lymington at this time last year and they're at the same level and we beat them 7-0, so we should win.
7-0.
But it is, you know, it's safe to say, we're not the only team. I say we. Torquay are not the only team playing this weekend in the FA Cup. There's all sorts of glamour ties. Aldershot, Woking. I mean, oh, it's a big local derby there.
Is that on the telly, John? Which ones are on the telly?
I don't actually know. I did see it and I've forgotten. I should have written
brilliant.
It down.
If Aldershot, Woking, both not my favourite teams, if that was a local derby and they were like, oh, this is a huge game, and it wasn't even chosen for the telly, it'd be absolutely beautiful.
There's still some small teams left in it. Wimborne are going to Boreham Wood.
Mm. But we couldn't have got a much smaller team, could we?
Hartley Wintney are going to Dagenham and Redbridge. Ooh, hello, I'm Hartley Wintney.
My brother used to live there, yeah.
Oh, okay, I don't know where that is.
Outside Basingstoke.
Oh, okay, it sounds very posh.
Fleet, that sort of way.
Barnet are going to Leeston, wherever that is, not really sure. Cray Valley Paper Mill.
I love
Maidenhead.
That. They'll get blown away. Oh, there it is. What a lovely dad joke.
There we go. So, yeah, lots of intriguing looking times.
Yeah. All good. But, I mean, we've got to be so gutted if we don't win. But also, what normally happens, we get into that we've never had a decent cup run under Gary, have we?
No, well, not under anybody, really, for years now. I reckon it was Paul Buckle, the last one.
We got to about the fourth round,
I think.
Shoaling away, John. Please.
The monks.
Shoaling the money. The monks.
They did miss out. They missed out on that, the Shoaling monks. Yes. Anyway, we're looking forward to that on Saturday and all the FA Cup action.
That was Focus on Shoaling.
Shoaling.
Shoaling, Shoaling, Shoaling.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession and it's time for Letters from a Listener. Any letters, John?
I'm afraid it isn't time for letters because we haven't got any.
No letter today.
No Foffs have written in.
Nothing from the Foffs.
Very sad, John. A slow start to the season, John.
Really poor. Yeah.
Everyone's locked down.
To be fair, had a lot of nice tweets. We had a lot of lovely tweets. For the classic bants on that Obs pod.
Do send us your emails.
Yes.
We love anything to do with anything. What's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com. We always enjoy the long form communication.
Yes, nationalobsession@gmail.com. We love anything you've got to say to us.
Your favourite
John
Chris's.
Promises not to do it. Yeah, let's have your favourite National League Chris's. What a lovely that is. Oh, what a shame. No letters, John. That's it then. That's the end of it.
Call an abrupt halt to this episode of the podcast.
No letters this week. Hopefully we'll come back next week having beaten Scholing.
Yes.
And looking forward to who are we? Home to someone easy, isn't it?
It's away at Aldershot, isn't it?
Away at Aldershot on a Tuesday night.
On a Tuesday, John. So we probably would have had both those games. We'll have two games.
Lovely. On the ice, John.
On the ice, Martin Rice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.